back whenever, and you still hang on to that one little set of facts. It's not about this, that kind of knowledge. It's about knowing him and the power of his resurrection. Not just the resurrection of the body, but that we should be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We got to believe these things. You need to go on in faith. I'm not saying this to come down on you, because I know that the people out there are teaching otherwise. But it's the truth. This is what you need in Christ. You need to go on in faith. Can't get stuck in the past. Verse 6, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness to the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. The fires in Sodom and Gomorrah have gone out a long time ago, but they were destroyed by eternal fire. See, this is the example of what the end destruction of God is. Those who do not inherit the kingdom of God, those who are judged worthy of death at the judgment of God, suffer the same thing that Sodom and Gomorrah suffered, which is destruction. You know where Sodom and Gomorrah is today? In fact, is there any ruins of Sodom and Gomorrah people go visit? Some people, I know there was a point where people doubted they ever existed. Because they were clean wiped out. They are an example of what will happen to those. That's what the condemnation is. That's what the sentence is. It's just like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, are those people royal? If they were the example of eternal fire, do we see them? Can we go down to the Dead Sea and then there we see and look down into some hole? And we hear screaming to this day. Oh, I can still hear him screaming. It's the vengeance of eternal fire. No, that's not what eternal fire means. Eternal fire. Or it says like Jesus said, the worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. If I take a piece of wood and I burn it, but halfway through I quench the fire, it'll come out half burned. So I was talking about the example of Paul being half stoned to death. If you stone something halfway and don't kill it, well, that's torture. But if you take someone and put them in unquenchable fire, what that means is they will be, everything that is consumable is going to be completely consumed. And believe me, the fire of God consumes everything, including souls. That's why Jesus said, fear not them which destroy the body, and they have nothing more they can do afterwards, but fear also him that can destroy the soul and the body. God destroys souls. People say, well, it's like when they financially destroy someone. No. The scripture is very clear on this matter. And we'll probably go into it more when we teach what Jesus taught. But this right here is such an easy example. Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? Those are an example. Now, he mentions here that, again, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their habitation. The Bible in the Old Testament in Genesis 6 speaks of fallen ones in the earth, Nephilim, which means literally fallen ones. And there's speculation that goes around about that. And to me, it's like the issue of what happened then is not so important as these were angels and they disobeyed. And he has reserved them to punishment unto the judgment of the great day. And so, do you think you, mortal man, will escape? You know what I mean? Those angels and Satan himself, they will not escape. And neither shall you. They are greater in power, greater in majesty than human beings. They are in chains of darkness, waiting for judgment. What do you think your end will be? Just like Sodom and Gomorrah, they gave themselves over to fornication. Same thing. And when the angels appeared in Sodom and Gomorrah, the men saw that they were fair, and they lusted after strange flesh. Verse 8, likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of those things which they know not. But what they know naturally, as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Again, I want you to contend for the faith which was delivered you. And he does that by making an example of all the things which are contrary to the faith. And he really makes it very clear. Verse 4. The whole point about the faith is they want to turn the grace of God into license. License to sin. And they say, no. Yes. When you turn, because they've treated Jesus like, you know, these Christian hypocrisies about, we're going to teach abstinence education. But when the Bible says that we should abstain from fleshly lust, they say, I'm always going to be a sinner. Well, what if your kid? You say, kid, I know I want you to abstain, but you're probably going to have sex anyways. That's not abstinence education, is it? Well, what your ministers have done is they have said the same thing to you. Is like, don't sin, but if you do, take this rubber. And the rubber they give you is faith in Jesus. Put this on, and no matter how much you sin, it'll protect you. That's the doctrine. They have to own it. They're filthy dreamers. These filthy dreamers, these ungodly men, which have turned the grace of God into license. They defile the flesh. And in many ways. I mean, it's like, sensually, sure. I mean, but what about incontinence and all this? You know, what is it to abstain from fleshly lust? I mean, think about all those men who preach the grace of God over big fat bellies. And I only say this because I have been a man of excess in eating. I was never huge, but I'm pretty big, I've been. I'm still in the process of losing weight. But still, I've just changed the way I consume, so the weight's just coming off. It's pretty easy when you stop being so greedy of things. When you learn to do with a lot less. But, you think about it, they're right there, you see sin. In the fatness of their flesh, they're fat.